I join the Prime Minister in expressing the universal sense of revulsion at the barbaric murder of Stephen Sotloff and in expressing deep concern about the British hostage being held. This will be a terrible time for his family, and people across the country will be thinking of them. And Mr. Speaker, this is a pattern of murderous behaviour by ISIL of the innocent. Christians, Yazidis, Muslims, anyone who does not agree with their vile ideology. And I agree with what the Prime Minister says. Events like this must strengthen, not weaken, our resolve to defeat them, and he can be assured of our full support in standing firm against them.
Prime Minister. Well, can I thank the Leader of the Opposition for what he has said and the way in which he said it? I think this House should send a united message. I think what has happened to the two hostages so far and what may happen again in the future is utterly abhorrent and barbaric. And these people need to understand we will not waver in our aim of defeating terrorism. And that is not something that divides this House politically. It is something that everyone, and I suspect the entirety of our country, agrees with.
Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, ISIL's pattern of killing will shock people not just in Britain but across the world. Does he further agree with me that we and countries in the region have a vital humanitarian and security interest in overcoming ISIL? And can I ask him what progress is being made to mobilise other countries, including Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar and regional bodies, especially the Arab League, against ISIL?
Well, I think, if I might say, the way the Leader of the Opposition is approaching this is entirely right. We should see this crisis as one where we are there to help the people on the ground and the countries in the region that want to solve this crisis. We should not see this as one where it is somehow a Western-led intervention. We have the Kurds that are defending communities, including minority communities, from the horrors of ISIL. We have the government in Baghdad, which badly needs to get itself together so it can represent all of the country. And then we, with allies and neighbours, can do more to make sure that this appalling organisation, ISIL, feels the full pressure of international and regional and local condemnation. That is what should be done. As he says, we should be using all the assets that we have, focusing first on humanitarian aid and saving people from persecution, hunger and starvation, using our diplomatic and political pressures to make sure there is a government in Baghdad that can represent all the country, and marshalling, working with others, so the maximum amount of pressure is put on. And I think if we continue in that way, always asking ourselves, how can others in the neighbourhood do their work? How can we help them? And how do we best defend our national interest and keep our people safe at home? That is the right approach.
Mr. Ed Miliband.
Speaker, I agree with the Prime Minister in building that partnership is vital in the weeks and months ahead. And work through the UN is obviously a key part of building the legitimacy and effectiveness of the alliance against ISIL. In addition to the UN Security Council resolution passed in the last few weeks, can he tell us what plans he has to use the UK's chair of the Security Council to build that international consensus that he talked about?
Well, so far, as he says, we have used the United Nations to put pressure on ISIL by making clear that people should not be providing resources or sanctuary to these people. Indeed, they should be cut off. That has been the approach so far. But we do have an opportunity through the UN to marshal international support and backing for the view that this ISIL, so-called Islamic Caliphate, is unacceptable and needs to be squeezed out of existence. That is what we should do, and we should aim to get the maximum support through the UN for the measures right across the board that are being taken.
Mr. Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, turning to the threat we face in Britain, people will have been shocked and disgusted that there were British voices on the video and that British citizens are part of ISIL. On Monday, the Prime Minister announced that he would reintroduce relocation powers for suspected terrorists. He has our full support for this change. Can he confirm that this will go ahead, and can he give an indication of the timetable for bringing these powers forward?
Minister.
I can confirm it will go ahead, and it is going to require legislation. And the key is, I think, to put the desires and advice of David Anderson, who is the independent reviewer of terrorism, to put those into action. What he's spoken about is some combination of exclusion and relocation. And it is that needs to be introduced into the terrorism prevention and investigatory measures. I think we should try to do this on a cross-party basis to send the clearest possible message, and I think that urgency is the order of the day.
Ed Miliband.
Mr. Speaker, the best way to deal with terrorists is, of course, criminal prosecution, where that is not possible, strict restrictions on their activities and movements. On Monday, he also proposed the possibility of blocking British citizens from returning to the UK. Given that there's been some doubt cast on this, can he say a bit more about whether he believes this is legally permissible, and again, whether there are plans to take this forward?
Minister.
The short answer is I do believe it is legally permissible, but it's going to take some work for this reason. We already have the power when people are trying to return to the United Kingdom. If it is a foreign national, we can exclude them, even if they've lived in this country for any number of years. If it's a dual national, you can strip them of their British citizenship and exclude them from the country. If it's a naturalised Briton, you can, under our new laws passed recently through this House, you can strip them of their British nationality. But I do believe there is a gap where you have someone born, raised, and a British citizen, rather like the individual we discussed on Monday from High Wycombe, saying he wanted to return in order to do harm to our country. Of course, the best thing to do is to gather evidence, prosecute, convict, and imprison, but I believe there may be occasions when we need to exclude, and so therefore we should fill that gap in our armoury, and I believe it is legal and possible to do it.
Ed Miliband.
Well, Mr. Speaker, of course we will look at the practicality and legality of any proposals he comes forward with. Finally, can I ask him to revisit the case for strengthening the PREVENT programme, both in terms of resources and community engagement? Because after all, Mr. Speaker, that is essential to stop people being indoctrinated into this poisonous ideology. Mr. Speaker, we do need swift action to build alliances across the world against ISIL and strong and considered action here at home. It's what the world needs, it's what the British people expect. And in pursuing this course, he will have our full support.
Prime Minister.
Well, I thank him for his support. On the PREVENT programme, what we have done is try and divide up the different elements of it. There is one part which is about community cohesion, which is best led on by the Department of Culture, the Department of Communities and Local Government, and the other part best run by the Home Office through the PREVENT programme. That is what we've done. But what I think we need to be absolutely clear about is it's not enough to target those who preach violent extremism. We need to go after those that promote the extremist narrative and life view that gives the terrorists and the men of violence support for what they do. It's not unlike the Cold War, where we did not just pursue those who wanted to do us such harm. We also had to challenge all those who gave them succour. That is what we need to do in this struggle, which, as I have said, I think will last for decades, and we need to show resilience and, as he said, unity in pursuing it.
Yeah. Andrew Lansley.